Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is, where can I find a good team leadership and management training course? Are you online today trying to find a good team leadership and management training course? Good team leadership training courses are hard to find. There are so many to choose from. But how can you tell which are the good team leadership training courses and which are not? The trick is to look at the course content, not the course objectives. All courses have similar objectives. That objective is to improve your performance. And many courses use similar content, i.e., they use the same models as everyone else. The standard models such as Maslow and Hertzberg. But not all courses. Why do the best courses not use the standard common models? The best leadership training should be able to be related directly to the needs of the workplace. It should be immediately applicable and not be so abstract as to be of no practical use. Warning, there is too much training material that is too abstract and is not of much practical use in the workplace. Bad leadership training tends to be full of mumbo-jumbo that is often taken from standard psychology textbooks, which may be of some theoretical interest, but does not practically relate to your work context. It does not tell you what to do, or what to say, or what not to do, or what not to say. Bad leadership training is full of what I call psychobabble. Psychobabble. An example of leadership training psychobabble. There is a change management model called Kubler-Ross. Kubler-Ross is a change management model that is often presented on training courses. It is taken from psychology. The Kubler-Ross model was designed originally to describe the process of change that people must go through, but it applies to change caused by a bereavement. Kubler-Ross is often quoted by trainers to teach change management, but as the Kubler-Ross model was developed to describe the process of bereavement, it is, in my opinion, useless as a leadership training tool. Understanding how to deal with bereavement may be mildly interesting in its own terms, but not applicable to the daily needs of a leader manager. In addition, we have other psychobabble contenders. Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which is interesting but of no practical value. Belbin's team roles, yawn. And the list goes on. Learning styles, transactional analysis, and the litany of other psychological models that have been misappropriated by leadership and management trainers and applied out of context to leadership training. These psychological models are indeed interesting if you are a student of psychology, but they are not much use to you as a business leader. On the other hand, good leadership training is full of practical advice and detailed instructions. Good leadership training does provide a firm theoretical background, but the foreground of the training is the practical techniques, skills, and knowledge that you will find to be more immediately applicable when you arrive back in the workplace. These techniques, skills, and knowledge form the bedrock of a good leadership training course. They are derived not from psychology textbooks, but rather from the logical definition of a good leader. What is the definition of a good leader? A good leader is defined as a member of a team or an organization that is primarily responsible for the creation and communication of a clear goal, together with the ability to formulate practical plans that are likely to achieve the goal, together with the people skills that will result in the team acting as a coordinated union of people who will work willingly towards the achievement of the goal. Now, from that definition, we can derive a list of attributes required for leadership. What are the six areas of leadership practice that all leaders should master? Here is the list of six. 1. The ability to set goals and achieve them on time. 2. The ability to communicate clearly and accurately. 3. The ability to organize practical plans of action and to organize your tasks into the right sequence. 4. The ability to handle difficult personalities that are present at work. 5. The ability to self-motivate and self-inspire. 6. The ability to motivate and inspire other people around you. Good leadership training covers the six main areas of practice that all leaders must master if they wish to be effective in their role. Setting and achieving goals must be on a leadership course because a leader must be clear on where he or she is leading the team. If the leader does not have a clear goal in mind, then how can he qualify as a leader? Communication skills must be included on a leadership training course because the leader must be able to communicate the goals and the reasons for them and the plan that will achieve them. 3. The ability to plan ahead must be included on the leadership course because a goal without a practical plan that is capable of achieving the goal is a complete waste of your time. 4. The ability to handle difficult people and conflict situations is important on the leadership course because conflict is inevitable within any group and it must be resolved quickly and calmly before the negative emotions caused by the conflict causes the team to fragment and splinter into warring subset groups. 5. The ability to self-motivate and to develop self-confidence is important on the leadership course because the leader will suffer numerous setbacks, defeats, and criticisms on the road to victory. The leader needs to have sufficient self-confidence and motivation, enough to sustain himself or herself for the duration of the project. 6. The ability to motivate and inspire others is also an important component of the leadership training course because the role of the leader depends on their ability to induce other people to work together to achieve the goal. All good leaders are inspirational. Examples: Winston Churchill, Gandhi, Mandela. If you are looking for an informative, practical, and well-constructed leadership training course that does not suffer from the problem of being composed from interesting but useless psychological and theoretical models that don't help, then please read the details of the 2-day program called The Effective Leader Manager. Thank you.